you wrote a book called The Origins of Huna, and Huna was very important to you, even though you, I hate using this word because my previous guest didn't like the word, but really, you say Huna was a fraud in how it was invented. It isn't an old, ancient Hawaiian thing, but nonetheless, you learn things from Huna. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll talk about that a little bit. I don't want to call it a fraud, but the book is very, very controversial. What it's about, in my journey, I had had a near-death experience, and after that experience, I had an innate knowing that I had a lot of healing energy coming out of my hands, and so I began going on a journey to learn about different kinds of healing, and a friend of mine, I live in Dallas, Texas, a friend of mine here told me about a Huna class, so I went to take the class. And when I was studying at the American Institute of Holistic Theology, I was going to write my dissertation. And
what is Huna? Maybe we better find that out.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So in that, after I took the class, you know, you would think after spending a few thousand dollars and investing hours and hours in a modality that you would really have a grasp of what it was about, but I really didn't. And so the school encouraged me to do research on that, and so I researched Huna, and what I discovered, my original thought of it was that Huna was the ancient Polynesian shamanistic teachings, so that if you take a Huna class, you are going to learn how to heal like a kahuna. And in my research, what I discovered was that Huna really is based on Hawaiian shamanism, but it is not Hawaiian shamanism. It was invented by a man named Max Freedom Long, who lived in the early 1900s, and he went over to Hawaii, and he was an English teacher, like teaching English as a second language, and when he was on the islands, he became fascinated with the native rituals there, and he began to kind of poke around and nose around and ask people, you know, how is it that they're doing their healings? So part of the book discusses the history of the Hawaiian people and the fact that when the Christian missionaries went to Hawaii, Christianity soon spread across the islands, and so it was basically illegal for people to discuss their indigenous religious beliefs in public. And so Max basically began dissecting Hawaiian chants and created a spiritual healing system based on his interpretation of what these chants meant. But there was some discrepancies because the Hawaiian language only has 7 consonants and 7 vowels, so it's very simple. And so what that means is that it's simple and yet it's complex, because one word may have 10 different meanings. And so I feel that to the best of his ability, he defined these terms and he created this healing system. And basically what the book's about is that during my research, I began to experience knocks on the walls at night. Like, you know, when you have a picture on the wall and it's in a frame with glass, I could hear in the middle of the night someone knocking on the glass. And so I went through the various stages of denial, like, you know, maybe this will go away, maybe I'm crazy, let me go on vacation for a couple of weeks and I'll come back and maybe it'll stop. But it just got louder and louder, and so the book describes my process of how I finally came to a state of automatic writing and was able to identify that this visitor that I had was Max Freedom Long, and he told me that God sent him here to share a secret. And so the book is about a journey I go on then to the Hawaiian Islands, where I just took myself and my backpack and traveled all over the Hawaiian Islands for about a month and a half, and I serendipitously, or whatever, this is still getting into parallel universes, just how you happen to fall into things, but I wound up in the home of this woman who's kind of a local luminary, and she invited me in her house. She said, gosh, I can't even believe I'm inviting you over, but she told me that Max had killed himself. And so the rest of the book is me spent, you know, deciding, you know, first of all, I almost fell out of my chair, and then the rest of the book is me trying to figure out, did this really happen, and if so, why? And so you really don't know until the end of the book the answer to that question. And the,
well,
in
why,
my opinion, the disclosure of why he came back.
Why is all this important to parallel universes? In other words, this was the beginning, sort of, to
this
get...
This was kind of my beginning. I think that It does have something to do with our discussion here, because I believe that everything that we are dealing with in this world has to do with vibrational frequencies. And when, you know, psychics or some people are able to perceive spirits or, you know, entities or whatever you want to call it, I feel that they're just, they are somehow able to perceive beings or things that are vibrating at a different frequency level than we are. And so I guess in some level that was my first experience of really acknowledging, you know, that something like that was really coming in.